The doors on this car are obstructed.
Every week, dozens of BART cars are taken out of service because of problems with their doors.
We need to have as many cars ready as we can. So that means making sure the repairs are done correctly.
Spokesman Jim Allison joined me on an empty BART car where crews check the pressure of the doors by using a rod stick.
If somebody gets their finger caught, if the adjustment is not proper, it won't release.
It also comes down to the temperature of the rubber on the doors. Quality assurance manager Sandy Minnes says all it can take to knock an entire train out of service is someone forcing a door open so they can get into a crowded car, much like what happened last month when a San Francisco Muni rider was trapped and dragged on the platform.
I mean, if there's 100 passengers in one car, times 10, you inconvenienced 1,000 people.
Allison says that ripple down effect happens because the operator needs to identify the broken door.
The train operator might have to go back through every car to find the one door that's causing the problem.
A problem, he says, is avoidable.
It's an easily preventable problem if people kind of follow the rules and common sense, not forcing their way in.
At BART's repair shop in Concord, Carrie Hudasek, KCBS.